The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Chav Tes, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Sifim Yutes, Duchav Gimel. Sif Yutes. Mi Shiyatza with Kiyas Shofar, someone who was already Yaitz in the midst of Kiyas Shofar, with Tzarech Liskaya B'Shvilachem, and now he needs to blow for another man who wasn't Yaitz yet, Yachal Gamkein Levarchas HaBrachas. He can technically say the Brachas as well for that other person, not just be Maitzi him with the blowing, and the other person will listen to the blowing, but also to say the Brachas on his behalf with him, with the person needs to be Yaitzi answering Amen. Mikom Makom, nevertheless, Yaitzi Nachain Shezehu Shetzarech Latzeis, it's better that the person who needs to be Yaitzi, who Yavarchas HaBrachas, he should make the Brachas himself. So the typical situation is when there's an elderly grandfather at home who can't make it to Shul, so when people come back from Shul and they're going to blow the Shofar for him, so it's best that the grandfather should make the brachas himself and then the person should blow to be mitzi him rather than he should make the brachas for the grandparent. But Hakeh Bishvil Noshim, however, someone who's going to blow for women, if he was already Yaitse, Lo Yavarchas HaBrachas, he should not make the brachas for the lady. Allah Ha'isha Tavach, the lady must make the brachas herself. Kiven to Mitzad Adin, because Api halacha, noshim p'turis mitkiyah shayfer. Technically, women are pater from tkiyah shayfer, mishum tahavi mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, and like every mitzvah saseh shazman grama, noshim are p'turis. So therefore, how can the man say the brachas for someone who's pater in it, especially since there's a machlekes, if there's arvus by noshim, meaning we say there's arvus if a man is chayiv to make sure that another man does certain mitzvahs, but to make sure that he's for a lady to do the mitzvah, that's something that's very questionable. So therefore, if a man didn't make a bracha on the shofar, and now you're going to be mitzi him, so technically you can make the bracha because you have to make sure he's yaitzi in that mitzvah. But by tkiya shofar, where there really is no chiyuv for the woman to make a bracha on tkiya shofar, there's no chiyuv even for her to technically hear tkiya shofar. So therefore, how a man can't make a bracha for that. Now, even though they're potter, mitzad adin, the minig is many women makabel on themselves to hit tkiyah shofar, and they go to shul and they're very makbid on it, but in terms of making a bracha, a man wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha for a lady to be mitzi her tkiyah shofar if he was already yaitzi the mitzvah. Yeshayimim, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch continues, the mish yatza, there's some say that someone who's already yaitzi, lo yiska klal b'shvil nashim, he shouldn't blow for women at all, because really, if there's no arvus, so, and he was Yaitzi already, so if he's not Mechuyah B'Davar, he can't be Maitzi somebody else. So therefore, according to the second opinion, even if the person wouldn't be able to make a bracha for women at all, if he was Yaitzi, he can't even blow for them, not make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not bring this second opinion, and he just brings the first opinion that the person who was Yaitzi is still allowed to be Maitzi the women in Kiyas Shofar. So if you want to blow shofar for women, so yiska kaidim shiyishmat kiyas for basic nesses. So the way around this is blow for them before you hear the kiyas in shul, meaning before your yaitzi, blow for the women, v'yivarchat kiyas, and so then, since you didn't hear shofar yet, when you're blowing for the women, you can make a bracha on the kiyas for yourself, v'yachamin sheyitzi behen, and you also will be yaitzi with that. As long as you have to be careful not to blow the shofar during the first 3 hours of the day, because we don't blow the yechidus during the first 3 hours of the day, or she only at tzibur can, or you have another option, is you can blow for the women when they're blowing in shul, you step out and then you blow for the women and then you come back to shul. Or you can also blow after they finish doing the shofar blowing in shul. Just that you'll have in mind that you're not going to be yaitzi with the brachas and you're not going to be yaitzi with the tkiyas that they're blowing in shul. You're gonna have in mind that you're only gonna be yaitzi with the tkiyas that you're gonna blow for the women, and you're gonna make a bracha while you're there with them. So if you specifically have in mind that you're not gonna be yaitzi with the earlier tkiyas, so you aren't yaitzi yet, so now you can make a bracha for yourself, and the women could be included and be yaitzi with the bracha and the tkiyas that you're doing. And even though after you finish blowing for the women, you're going to go back to shul and you're going to daven musaf and you're going to hear the tkiyas that are doing chazar sashatz and afterwards, ain hafsik matzicha levarach shenis. You don't have to make another bracha because there was a hafsik between the first tkiyas that you made for the women and now you're going in a different place and hearing the rest of the tkiyas by the shul. That's not a problem with making a that would require you to make a bracha again. The kula tkiyas chada mitzvininu, because all the tkiyas are like one mitzvah. Just like a person makes a bracha, a mitzi lechem in the arts, and he eats bread, even though he had a kazayas, and now he had some fish, and now he had a little conversation at the table, and now it's a half hour later, and he's eating some more bread. He doesn't have to make a mitzi lechem in the arts again. He's yaitze with the original bracha. Once he started the meal, it carries through for the rest of the meal. So same thing here, once you started the tkiyas, even though you changed your place, you moved from one shul and you walked to another shul, you still yaitzi with the brachas. You don't have to say it again. Of course, like we said the other day, that we're makbid not to make a hefsik to talk with something that doesn't have to do with the tkiyas, until all the tkiyas are finished. However, in such a situation where the person, has to talk, he's involved in the tkiyas for the women, etc., so he doesn't have to make another bracha. He continues and listens to the rest of the tkiyas and shul with the other brachas, even though it's a different shayfa and a different person blowing, there's no additional bracha needed. And if the woman is weak, and now she has to eat before the tkiyas, you're going to do the tkiyas for her, say, after shul is over, and she can't wait so long to be yaitzi shayfa and not to eat. She wants to eat before because she's weak. She's allowed to eat. It's not like a man. In general, before we have a mitzvah d'oraisa to do, we're not allowed to have a meal. Before you put on tefillin in the morning, you're not allowed to have a meal. besides the fact that you're not allowed to daven, that you have to daven first, but even if someone did daven and they didn't hear, they didn't put on tefillin yet for some reason, they didn't have tefillin, so they're not supposed to eat in general before you do a mitzvah d'oraisa that you have to do, like you also, even for certain drabbanans when it comes to Megillah, right, we're not supposed to eat before we hear Megillah, or before we light Hanukkah candles, etc. So the same thing when it comes to Shaifer, but by a woman, since like we said, she's really pata apidin, pidin, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa shazman groma, so therefore, she could, if she's hungry, she doesn't have to suffer and be in pain, she's allowed to eat. Sifchaf, kishayitz mi beis haknesses, when you leave shul, yeshu leches b'shuva v'nachas, you should walk slowly, sameach v'toiv leiv, happy, v'bitachon, feeling secure, kishoma Hashem b'kol tefilasenu utkiyoseinu barachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our tefilas and our shofar blowing with rachamim. V'oichlin v'shoisin kiyar Hashem ha'toiv, and we eat and drink as Hashem has benched us. Nevertheless, a person should be careful not to overeat and indulge. The fear of Hashem should be on his face. You should learn Torah by the table. After Bichas Hamazon, Ein Lishan, shouldn't go to sleep. You should go to shul. And they say Tehillim v'tzibber ad tefilas mincha until mincha. Some people they learn base medrash till mincha. Va'ach misha roishay kaved elav. However, someone whose head is heavy on him, he feels very tired. Yachal lishan ma'at, he can take a short nap. Kaidim shalech lebeis haknesses before he goes to shul. The issue with sleeping on Rosh Hashanah is from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says man de damech berei shata, someone who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, Damech mazle, his mazel sleeps. So people don't want to have a sleepy mazel, so they try to stay up. Now, and they actually bring the Paiskim also, sitting batel and doing nothing, that's also like sleeping. That's also like a laziness. They bring down from the Paiskim that the Arizal would take a short nap on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, someone who's tired can also take a short nap. It's interesting, the Aleph Lamata says, with the Ari, I'll read the Lashon, Hayoyashim Rosh Hashanah, what Ari would sleep Rosh Hashanah, Halavai Shaya Bichelteinu Lasseis Kamaseu Bahakitz, Halavai we should be able and be in our power to do what he does, what he does while we're up. Echad Minei Elef Mashhu Zal Hayom Sakin Bishinasei. One out of a thousand that he was able to accomplish in his sleep, Halavai we should be able to accomplish that in our awake state. But Mishnah Berurah also brings down that if someone is tired and he needs to take a short nap, he has the right to do so. Sifcha Falav. La'achat Tfilas Mincha, after Mincha, Ha'ilchen El Anar, we go to the river, Lizka Zchus HaKeda, to bring, to remind, bring a remembrance to the Zchus of the Akeda, the East of the Medrash, because it says in the Medrash, Kishahalach Avram Avinu in Yitzhak, the Neil Akeda, when Avram Avinu went with Yitzhak his son, to take him to the Akeda. Asa Satan is Hatzmai Kamai Nahar La'akvai. The Satan turned himself into a river to try to block the path for Avram Avinu so he shouldn't be able to continue on the road to get to the Makom Akeda, to the Makom HaMikdash. Ya'avar Avram Avinu B'Nahar Ad Savari, the Amar, and Avram Avinu, he nevertheless went through and continued walking through the river until already the water got up to his throat. And he said, "Hayshieni Elokim kiboy mayma nafesh, save me Hashem, because the water has gotten up to where I can breathe." Meaning, I did everything I can, even though it didn't look like he was able to get through because there's a big river there. But he did whatever he could until he reached the point where he just didn't have his power to go further. Otherwise, he would be under the water, wouldn't be able to breathe and continue walking. So he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Please save me," and he was able to continue on. And there's another reason. Because Rosh Hashanah is the day that we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu anoint him as the king amongst us. And the way was to anoint the kings by the river. As a remez that his kingdom should flow and can always continue. So that's why the king was anointed by the riverside. So therefore, too, we do Tashlich by the river because we have the remez of Agia Mayim Ad Nafesh from Avraham Avinu to remember the Zchus of the Akeda, plus Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the and we do that by the river like we do for regular kings. The Tayv Shia Michutz Le'ir, it's better that the river should be outside of the city. The Yesh Bei Dagim, it should have fish. L'zecher Sha'anu Meshulam Kedagim, to remind us that we are comparable to fish, chayim, that are alive, halalu, shenechazim mutsuda, that they can be scooped up in a net. Kach anu, so too, nechazim mutsuda is hamavis vadin. We're going to get scooped up in the net of death and judgment. Mitach, so we always have to be on guard. Mitach kach, and therefore, nahara yaisi b'tshuva, we'll have more thoughts of tshuva. Because just like the fish, we know that there's always going to be an end to their time, and it's going to be sudden. So too, a person has to be ready also, because he never knows when his time will be up. So therefore, he should do tshuva. Aitam l'simen, another reason for this simen of having fish in the river, is shalai yishlai banu ayin hara kamay bedogim, that we should not have ayin hara on ourselves. We shouldn't be affected by ayin hara, just like fish are not affected by ayin hara. V'nifre v'nirbe kedogim, and we should multiply and be many like fish multiply so much. And some people say the reason is because fish don't have eyelids, and their eyes are always open. That should help awaken the watchful eye, and from Shemayim should also be on us. And if there is no river that has fish that's available, so we go to another river, even if it doesn't have fish, or we even go to a well. And we say the psukim mikel kamaycha v'chulin kakosu b'sidurim, say the tashlich. And we say those psukim as is written in the sidurim by tashlich. And minig is to shake off the cuffs and the ends of the clothing. The remez ba'alma, and that's as again for a hint and as a simen, litein lev, that we should pay attention. Lahashlich is a chatoim. Now we have to rid ourselves of our chatoim, lachapes lachad drachav mayon v'hala, and we should look into our ways from today onwards. Shiu begadav levanim nekiyim mikol chet, that we should be, our clothes should be white and clean of any Aveira, we should be fully clean of all Aveiras. Not that we're throwing our Aveiras away, as they teach some of the preschool children. The only way to get rid of your Aveiras is by tshuva. But we're trying to remind ourselves, serve as a reminder, that we must get rid of our Aveiras. We have to shake loose of the things that we shouldn't be doing. In Chol Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, if the first day of Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Hochem B'Yom Sheni, we go do Tashlich on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The reason being is since the Minig is people take their Machzerim and carry them when they go to say Tashlich, because Tashlich is Michutz L'Ir, it's outside of the city. So therefore, and people are carrying the Machzerim many times outside of where the Erev is. So therefore, on Shabbos, that would be a problem. We don't want people to accidentally take the Siddurim because they don't know Tashlich by heart. So therefore, Tashlich is pushed off if the first day is on Shabbos, Tashlich was pushed off till the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which will be Sunday. Sometimes people, they weren't able to say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. It was raining or something came up and it didn't happen. So really, you could say Tashlich during the Sesimi Tshuva. And even if someone forgot then or there were issues and he couldn't say it then, so then they bring the Paiskim, you should make sure to say it at least till before Ishana Rabbah. So even if someone forgot, sometimes you get a call, someone forgot all about Tashlich, he was going to go, he forgot, and now it's Chol HaMoed Sukkos. The answer is he should do Tashlich Chol HaMoed Sukkos so long as it's before Ishana Rabbah, if he wasn't able to do it earlier. And also being in the Svarim, that we don't say, the meaning is we don't say Tashlich at night. Sometimes people, they come home from work, and now's the time for them to do Tashlich if they couldn't do it on Rosh Hashanah. They want to do it during the week, or the kids are finally sleeping, and now you can get a babysitter, you can run out with your wife and do Tashlich. So the meaning is that we don't do Tashlich at night. The reason being is because the Mikel Kamaycha, the Psukkim of Tashlich, are connected to Yud Gimel Midas, and allow the Siddurim to even write it out, Hashem Hashem Kelach Mechanon, over which words of Mikel Kamaycha it refers to. And since we don't say Yud Gimel Midas by night, so therefore we don't say Tashlich by night also. However, during Ben HaShemashis, the Matzah Ephraim brings down that you can't say Tashlich during Ben HaShemashis. It's just only at night that we don't say Tashlich. Sifchav Beis. After you come back from shul, v'adayin lo yigiyas man arvus, and it's not time for marv yet, yizor mechavas mireim, should be careful from hanging out with your friends. Shlo yover chas v'shom dvarim b'talim. You shouldn't come to just dvarim b'talim, just wasting your time on such a holy day. Af yasek b'toyo b'tehillim. You should rather learn Torah, say tehillim. Lin sifrei musar. Ki kadosh hayom la'adayinu. Because today is it's a heilige day for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sifchav Gimel. Shnei Yomim Toivim Shel Rosh Hashanah. The first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Kiyom Echad Orech Hein Chashuvim. They as if one long day in terms of the halacha kedusha achasein. They're one long kedusha. V'lochein, and therefore, Nechleku Apoiskim in Mavoich Belel Sheni V'Kiddush. It's machlekes in the Poiskim whether you should make the bracha during the second night of Kiddush, v'chein b'alakas neiris, and as well by lighting candles on the second day, v'chein b'tkiyas shal yoyim beis, as well as the kiyas shayfer brachas on the second day, is shechiyanu aloy, whether we should make the bracha of shechiyanu or not. Because by a regular Yom Tov, where it's 2 days, for the first days of Yom Tov are 2 days, by Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos, so therefore, each day is independent, and the suffix on its own, so therefore we say Shechianu both nights of by Kiddush. The Rosh Hashanah, for many aspects, is considered one long day. It's not two separate days. So perhaps then one should not be allowed to say Shechianu on the second night because it's considered like one long day in certain aspects. Because it's one Kedusha, you already made a bracha of Shechianu on the first day. You don't have to make a bracha on the second day. Yakein, therefore, Noigim, the minigir should be Kiddush Leil Beis, when it comes to Kiddush on the second night. Manichan al Ashulchan Pichodesh, we put a new fruit on the table. Shetehei Bechas Shechiyonu should be Kiddush Gam al Apri. So when you're saying Shechiyonu by the Kiddush, you'll also have in mind the Shechiyonu should go on that new fruit. Aishulevish Begit Chodesh, you're going to wear a new piece of clothing, and you'll have in mind that the Shechiyonu should go on that new piece of clothing as well. So therefore, even if you weren't supposed to say Shechyonu for the Kiddush, you're still not having a problem with the Shechyonu as being a bracha levatala, because the Shechyonu then will be going on the new fruit. Now, even though normally we make a bracha Shechyonu before we eat the fruit, and over here you're not eating the fruit yet, you're just saying Shechyonu, and the fruit's not being eaten till later, that's okay, because mi'ikar din, one can say Shechyonu just by seeing the fruit. Just the minhag is, we do it right when we say Shechyonu, not when we see the fruit, but when we eat the fruit. But since technically we can say Shechyonu even by seeing the new fruit, so here, when we see the new fruit by Kiddush, and we're going to eat it after we have Hamaitzi and we have our bread, we're going to eat it then, so that's still fine. And if a person does not have a new fruit or a new piece of clothing, so Einam Akiv doesn't hold back. He's still nevertheless say Shechyonu b'Kiddush. Janu Toysin Ha'Iker Kapayskim Shaimim Shetzach Levar Shechyonu, because we hold that the Iker Halacha is that one really should be saying Shechyonu even though it's Rosh Hashanah on the second night. But you know, to be safe, that's why we have this Eitzah to have a new fruit. But if that's not available, we nevertheless will say Shechyonu. So too, the women, when it comes to lighting candles on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, if she's in the minigas, she makes Shechyonu then. If she can, she should wear a new piece of clothing, or she should put by the candles a new fruit. The Shechyonu can be going on those. On that fruit as well, not just on the candles. But if she doesn't have a new fruit or a new piece of clothing, that doesn't hold back. Now, really, you don't have to get two new fruits. What your wife can take the one fruit, put it by the candles when she makes Shechyonu. And then, when you're going to make Kiddush later that night, you could put it by the table and make a Shechyonu by Kiddush and have that fruit there as well. But one should always keep in mind that you're saying Shechyonu for the day as well, not just on the fruit. You're saying the Shechyonu for the day as well. The fruit is more of a backup situation, that it shouldn't be considered bachal v'tala according to those opinions that say you shouldn't make a Shechyonu. The chayat tokeh b'yayim beis, as well, someone who blows shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, im afsha, if possible, yesh lo lobayish beged chadash, you should wear a new piece of clothing that would require a bicha Shechyonu, and it'll be yaitzi with that. V'mchol yoyim ala b'Shabbos, now let's say Rosh Hashanah fell out the first day on Shabbos, and now it's the second day, and you want to blow shofar, ein tzarech, you don't have to wear a new piece of clothing. The hard dying of baruch Shechyonu on the shofar, because you didn't make Shechyonu on the shofar yet, so it's not a question of making Shechyonu twice. He didn't make a bach Shechyonu on the mitzvah of Shofar yet, so therefore you don't have to have a pri chadash, a new fruit or a new piece of clothing. A new piece of clothing, because you yaitzi. There's no chash saying a bracha twice, because you didn't say a Shechyonu on the first day for the Shofar. Kol Tov.